Oregon and Southwest Washington are digging out from one of the worst ice and wind storms locals have seen in 30 years. Officials have confirmed at least 11 weather-related deaths, and as Christian Foden-Wenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports, more are expected.
The stories are heartbreaking. A Portland woman died after a tree fell on an RV. Three people with her escaped, but she was trapped inside by branches. They'd had the stove on to keep warm, and the open flame started a fire in the vehicle. Emergency staff tried to get her out, but were hampered by downed power lines, and they couldn't use the nearest fire hydrant because it was frozen solid. Another man died in the leafy suburb of Lake Oswego, says Fire Marshal Hurt Zoudendijk.
We unfortunately had a tree that fell and hit a house, and an elderly man that was sleeping on the second floor was crushed by the tree.
Another man in Redmond, Oregon, was trying to stop his car from sliding when he got pinned against some rocks. He was there so long he died from suspected hypothermia. Zoudendijk says more than 130 trees blew down just in his town alone.
In my 25-year career here with Lake Oswego, I've never seen such devastation.
Electricity was out to 125,000 customers at the peak of the storm Sunday, but crews have been working feverishly to restore power ever since, their works being hampered by an ice storm that moved through the area last night. Pappy Chowdhury is with Pacific Power.
That becomes challenging when there's heavy ice and snow accumulation, and its icy conditions add up and make it even more worse.
Water is pouring off the deck of Kira Pollock's home in South Portland. The mother of four thinks she has a burst pipe.
I woke up and I heard kind of a loud noise in my closet.
She's a renter, so she's going to call the landlord. Meanwhile, it's been a long few days.
We've all felt like it was a little bit like COVID, and we're stuck inside our homes at this point.
Medical examiners in several Oregon counties have reported a number of suspected hypothermia deaths, but the final toll will take time as investigators have to consider other possible causes in each case. For NPR News, I'm Christian Foden-Wenzel in Portland.